It's Ask Leo on the Chris Perillo Show. Zotab attacks. Who's to blame? This is Leo Notenboom with news, commentary, and answers to some of the many questions I get at AskLeo.info. Last week, as it does regularly, Microsoft released patches to several vulnerabilities in various versions of Windows. Then, hot on the heels of that announcement, this weekend we heard of massive computer crashes at several large organizations due to a recent virus by the name of Zotab. Where do they get those names? The virus and the crashes apparently only affect machines running Windows 2000. Windows XP users had no problems. So a few large corporations suffered an outage. Who gets the blame? Well, a lot of people will, of course, blame Microsoft for writing buggy software. But the fact is that there's simply no such thing as bug-free software. Given that this bug took 5 or more years to detect, it seems practical that the operating system would have shipped with it. A lot of people will blame the virus writers for their deeds, and I sure can't disagree there. Even if there's a huge, gaping, obvious security hole, taking advantage of it for the purpose of causing others harm is not only illegal, but unethical and immoral. But I think there's another group that needs to share some of the blame, and that's the people at each of the affected corporations responsible for their computers. The people who did not push out the security patch as soon as it became available. If they'd done that, there wouldn't have been an issue for their organizations. For better or for worse, security patches and updates are now a regular occurrence. In fact, they're so regular that Microsoft even schedules them. If it's Wednesday, it must be patch day. By now, there's no reason for IT departments not to know this, and even anticipate it. There's no reason not to have patches deployed within, say, 24 hours of their availability, especially when you know that they're coming. And especially since you also know that as soon as the vulnerabilities are publicized, new viruses ready to exploit those unpatched machines are right behind them. I have several links to related items in the show notes for this podcast. Visit AskLeo.info and enter 9056 in the go-to article number box. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. This is a presentation of AskLeo.info, a free online technical question and answer service. Hundreds of questions and their answers are online and ready to help solve your computer problems. New questions and answers are added daily. That's AskLeo.info.